Moroi, Makadi.
I greet you all. How are you?
There's no place like home.
Akuna imwe nzvimbo inofadza sekuva kumba.
It's good to be back here.
Zvinofadza kuva ndadzoka.
See all the familiar faces.
Tichiona vandai vandinogara ndichiona.
A lot of things has changed since the last time we were here.
Pane zvizhinji zvashanduka kubva patakanga ndiri kuno.
There's a new cabinet I hear.
Ndinzwa nezve cabinet idzva.
People have a new vocabulary. Tangonzwa vanhu vachiti ma V11 acho ari kupi unosiyana.
Zvikutaurwa zvema V11.
Things that all happened in our absence.
Zvese izvi zvakaitika ndisipo.
But thank God that God is unchangeable and His word never changes. Countries will change, political parties will change, leaders will change, but the word of God will never change. It's quite a task to compress 5 months worth of happenings into a few minutes.
But
by God's grace, we'll just hit the highlights and proceed with the program. Before I forget, I would like to bring you greetings from Brother Billy Paul, Brother Joseph Branham. They said to bring their greetings to you.
Amen.
And Brother Billy Paul says, I have a soft spot in my heart for Zimbabwe.
Brother Billy Paul, anoti ndinonzwa kubatikana mukati memoyo wangu kubudidza nekuda kweZimbabwe.
We had the privilege of going hunting with him a few days ago.
And
he was saying this October, 16 years ago, was the time that they left to come to Africa to hold the meetings in 1951 here at the tobacco auction floors here.
Wanoti muna October pfuura ndo pavakambouya kuno ku tobacco auction floors muna 1951.
So he says, I turned 16 years old in Africa. And he says, if I don't get on the wrong flight one day, I'll try to come back. I told him we are waiting for that. So I'll just go straight into what I've been asked to do here. We are well aware that this is some of the most difficult times that we are living in. If there ever was a time that young people needed encouragement, it's in this time. In the message, Blushing Prophet, we spoke about these things last time when Pastor asked me to give the report. He said, Daddy, do you know that your son is facing 10 times the temptations that you faced when you were a boy?
Mumari zvinonzi Blushing Prophet, Brother Branham anotaura kuti vana vari vaivapo panguva iyoyo vaitaura kuti vaisangana nemiedzo yakapetwa ka 10 kufuraisangana nayo nevabereki.
Mommy, your daughter is going through 10 times the temptations that you had to face when you were a girl.
Iko zvino mwanasikana wako ari kusanganika naye nemiedzo yakapetwa ka 10 kupfuura iye waisangana nayo iwe.
Then in come follow me, he says, but we have to train them if there is going to be a tomorrow.
Asi zvinonzi tinofanira kunge tichivadzidzisa kana kungazova neramangwana.
And yes, it is 10 times worse.
Ndizvozvo, it's 10 times worse.
But God is always ahead of the situation. He provides a perfect counter weapon. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise a standard against the enemy. So every year during the summer period over there, young foundations being led by Brother Joseph and Brother Billy Paul, they have these camps for young people around the world.
Gore rimwe na rimwe musama Brother Billy Paul anova nenguva yevana vadiki ku Young Foundations ku America.
excuse me and forgive me, but I've been given a strict time window. So I will humbly and most graciously ask Brother Mutwira to run the race. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So we have these camps every summer. And when the young people come over, they are facing a lot of different temptations. And Stillwaters is made just to provide a refuge for them, that they might reconsecrate their lives to the Lord and reconnect. Young people come from all over the world for those different camp meetings. This year we had them from Italy, from England, from Nigeria.
Italy, England, Nigeria.
All over the US and Europe and Canada. And it is an amazing place because it's exclusively dedicated for the message young people. And they emphasize a personal relationship with God.
Brother
Branham says, if you let a man lean on you, you have to peck him the rest of your life. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for one day. If you teach him how to fish, you feed him for the rest of his life. We can come for a camp meeting as young people and be elevated spiritually. But we have to maintain that every single day of our lives. Because we are fighting a real enemy who is not just fighting you on Sunday in church, but every single day during the week you're fighting. So you must be prepared to meet him on a daily basis. And Brother Branham says you mustn't live from revival to revival or from camp to camp. You must not live from revival to revival or from camp to camp. But it must be a daily experience. So this is vital to instill in us, the young people, to be able to have a personal relationship. It must not just be the God of our parents, but it must be our own personal God revealed to us. So that is the whole reason why we all do young people events, whether over there or even over here. That is the vision. So I'll just like to dwell, because over the few years I've gone into details in what happens, what the program is, but I just want to dwell a little bit on the last two camps that we had this season.
And
this really stuck out because it was a younger kids camp, 9 to 12 year olds. And it was more of a family camp because the little girls would come with their moms and the little boys would come with their dads. And it was so moving to see how believers, the parents, invest in their young children. Training them in the way of the Lord. Taking time to do it. Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from it. Parents, did you know That when God gave you that child, it was the greatest responsibility that God ever could trust a man with. God has put life into your hands. There's nothing greater than life. There's no greater gift than life. You are here because you want eternal life. You run when you cross the road, running with your life because you want to keep your life. Life is precious. Life is valuable. And when God gives you a child, He is trusting you with life. He's trusting that you're going to influence that child towards the right way. It's not an accident. It's a planned act of God. And when you receive that child, you have a short window to influence that life. You have a short window to light that flame. And those few years are crucial. They will determine the future in ways that you never imagined. Look at Mary. Brother says she was 18 years old. But when she was holding that little boy, she was holding the perfect Lamb of God. When she wiped the tears off of her crying baby, she's wiping tears off of the cheeks of the Great I Am. When she changed the diapers of that little boy, she was changing the diapers of the deliverer of the whole world. What a responsibility. What a stewardship. What if Mary had not been faithful to that stewardship? Where would we be today? Frankly, God would not even have trusted her with that baby if He knew she wasn't. Susanna Wesley had her hands full with 17 babies.
Susanna Wesley,
by boy was she faithful to the stewardship that God gave to
her.
Brother Brian says every day she spent hours with her children training them in the word of the Lord. And out of her little brood came a Charles Wesley. One of the greatest songwriters of his age. Same brood came John Wesley, a messenger to an entire church age. Out of the hands of a faithful mother. I have a question for you. What do you have in your hands? What do you have in your house, mommy and daddy? You don't know what that little boy is going to grow up to become. You don't know what gifts God vested into that little girl. And God gives it to you to influence and train and lead in the way of the Lord. And remember, training is a doing word. It's an act. You are investing time and effort for a desired result. You train your children to do different things. When you win them, you train them.
No,
you're
no longer suckling milk. You are now eating porridge.
You potty train your kid.
We are no longer changing your diapers. If you feel you want to go potty, if you don't tell me about potty, I will
beat
you. If she knows she messes, if the child messes up, she knows she's in for a beating. So
Some plagues are on the way.
It's training.
You
want him to achieve independence. But it takes effort and time and repetitive action. But that is not the end. You can train them. Homework.
No playing before you finish your homework.
That's great. But they must also be trained to serve the Lord. Train your children to pray. Train your children to read the Bible. Train your children to listen to the tapes. There are those CDs with just the little stories that Brother Branham told, the boy with the bicycle, the different ones. You can listen to a story each night. Training. Continuous. The fruits will benefit you one day. That training is the main thing. The rich young ruler, he was trained, he was well groomed, he was rich, he was young, he was educated, Brother Branham said. But he lacked one more training, which would lead him to eternal life. And God has given that trust of stewardship to parents. It was so wonderful to see that camp that I was talking about. 9 to 12 year olds is really young age. But when you talk to them, they have substance. They know the words. They have been trained to read the Bible, to listen to the tapes, and stay with what the prophet said.
And I
remember I was with one father when the mother walked up and he said, our daughter has decided to give her heart to the Lord and be baptized. She's just 9 years old. And the father just bowed his head and he burst into tears. And he says, brother, I've been praying for this for a long time. We never forced our little girl, but we wanted her to take a personal decision. Planting the right seed. And parents, value the time that you have with your children. You're not going to have it forever. While you have it, value it and use it. And now we have less and less time. People are starting ECDA at what? 3, 4 years old? And busy schedules. And it's very difficult to find time to do this. But don't find the time, make the time. Joshebed had a little time to influence little Moses.
Yoshebel.
But she used that little window. Barbaran said, she told him, you were born a deliverer. You are not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You are born to deliver the children of Israel.
Brother Baranzi, amaiva Moses,
and that admonition was a seed in Moses. When he met the burning bush, what God told him was not new. God said, I'm going to send you to deliver the children. Just what Mama was telling him all the years back. The burning bush vindicated it. And the fastest and most effective way to train children is by example. Children don't listen to your opinion, they follow your example. What you do is what they do. So, but when they are trained right, it'll come in handy. There's this little testimony that I'll share with you.
Pane chapupu chandida kukugoverana nemi.
Is this little boy is called Silas Garcia.
Pane mwanamukomana anonzi
Silas.
Silas Garcia.
So he was only 5 years old when this happened.
Angangori nemakore mashanu pazvakaitika.
So his dad was on a tractor in behind their yard.
Baba vake vakanga vari pa tractor kuseri kwemba yavo.
And they had a big farming implement behind that was cutting some of the undergrowth that was on their yard there.
Vanga vaine zvekushandisa papurazi zvikuombe vachicheka huswa ipapo wanga huripo papurazi.
So daddy was bush hogging with Silas seated on his lap here.
Saka baba vanga achita basa ravo Silas akagara pachidya chavo.
And long story short, when they got to a place where there were some overhanging branches.
Pavakasvika pane imwe nzvimbo pakarembera mapazi.
So daddy tried to reach over to pull those branches up so they go underneath with the tractor.
Saka baba vakaedza kuda kubata bazi riya kuti varisumudze vakwanise kupfuura netractor.
And the tractor was in motion while he was doing that.
Tractor yanga ichifamba izvozvo zvichiitika.
Somehow,
neimwe nzira,
Silas slipped from his leg.
Silas akabva adonha kubva pagumbo rababa.
And you know a tractor doesn't have any doors or anything on it.
Munongoziva tractor haina door kana pekukudzivirira iwe.
And he fell right in the path of that big back wheel of the tractor.
Akabva awira munzira yezivhiri zvihombe rekumashure retractor ramunoziva.
And dad couldn't get to the brake quick enough.
Baba vakatadza kukurumidza kuti vasvike kunotsika mabrake.
And he ran over Silas.
Tsika Silas musoro.
And when he hit the brake,
he
was directly on top of his 5-year-old son's
head. He says,
I stopped the tractor.
And he says,
I turned to look.
He tears
up when he tells the story.
And he said,
I saw the little legs of my little boy towards that cutting implement that he had on the tractor.
And his
head was directly underneath the tire, and I was stopped right on top of him.
And
he was just squirming. And he says, I tried to disengage that implement, so I remove it, because if I keep going forward, those blades that were cutting the grass were going to butcher my son.
Handakaedza kuti ndibvise ichi chekucheka ichi changa chichidhonzwa netractor nekuti mablades acho aigona kuzodembura mwana.
But it didn't come off.
Asi hachina kubva.
So when he moved a little bit, he cut his son's foot all the way through.
Saka paakafamba zvishoma akacheka gumbo remwana.
And he said, I was just crying out to the Lord, Lord, help me.
Handanda kungochema kuti ishe ndibatsireiwo.
And he managed to dislodge it and move forward. And he says, I looked, my boy's head was disfigured. And he had a print of the tractor's big tread across his little face here. And you could see the red that a few capillaries had bursted, he said. And he says, I picked him up and was just crying out to the Lord. And he says, then I heard my boy say, Lord Jesus, heal me. Lord Jesus, heal me. Child training. In a time of crisis, it will pay off. And he says, I held him, I said, that's right, Silas, keep crying out to the Lord. And he started running to the house. And while he was going to the house, he called his wife. He couldn't tell him what happened. But he just said, call Brother Joseph and call
911.
He was meaning Brother Joseph Branham there.
Brother Joseph Branham.
And so he says, while we were walking to the house, he called 911 himself.
Even though I got a phone ambulance.
And he told them, I ran over my son with a tractor. We need help. And they said, help is on the way. And they sent a helicopter. But while the helicopter was coming, it was a long way to the house. from where they were cutting the lawn. He says, I was just crying, holding my boy, and my boy was just still in my arms. He says, then he stopped. The child stopped. And said, Daddy, don't worry. Jesus already went to Calvary for me. The brother said the presence of the Lord came down. Why were we still going to the house? And there was such a calm. Long story short, by the time they got to the hospital, the boy was coherent. He knew where he was, what he was doing. There was no question about that. The cut on his foot had healed up already. They discharged him within less than 24 hours. They asked him, what's your name? He said, my name is Silas. And they asked him, who is the president of the United States? And he said, Abraham Lincoln.
The only president of the United States is Abraham Lincoln.
So the dad was like, yeah, I think he listens to a lot of what Brother Branham says. When he says president, he says Abraham Lincoln. So he knows what he's talking about. So Silas has a little twin. When he heard what happened, he went to Silas.
He
says, when you fell off the tractor, you didn't fall to the ground. This is a 5-year-old twin.
He
said, you fell into the hands of Jesus. Oh my goodness. The child training paid off and was an encouragement to the parents in a time of crisis. As I conclude, Satan also knows the value of what God has put in your hands. He knows what you are trying to shelter and protect in your children will yield results for Christ and is going to fight that. Remember when Moses was born? Every Hebrew man child shall die. So speaks Ramses the first. Satan was after Moses, not all the other children. When Jesus was born, Herod said, all them 2 years and under must die. So God gives you this responsibility to keep this precious life. And truly, sometimes you do everything that you can for those kids. Naturally and spiritually. You try to train them. You try to rebuke them. Sometimes Satan puts a wedge between the parents and the children. A wedge. And sometimes it looks like the devil's won and he's defeated you and you've lost your baby, your boy, your girl. Maybe they go astray, they're out in the world. Maybe they're in the beer hole. Maybe they're not living for the Lord. But mommy, daddy, remember, if you are a believer, God promised you your children. Satan cannot snatch them out of your hands. Impossible. It cannot happen. God has given you the mechanism to control that. You know what it's called? It's called the token. And boy, does it work. It works. Why would I be so bold to say this? It's not my words. It's God's words. My words will fail. My words mean nothing. The words of God, which is spoke through His prophet, they are infallible. They don't fall to the ground. They will not return to him void. So I'll just read this one quote here. From the message, the token. Preached
September 1, 1963.
Paragraph 362. Now, do you believe the message? Do you believe, Brother Branham? Do you believe that it is God's infallible word? I'll ask again. Do you believe it God's infallible word? So what we are about to read here will not fail. Is that correct? What we are about to read here will not stay in the spoken word, but will manifest in your family. Is that correct? Okay. I'll begin to read. Believe for your safety. Then apply. See? Believe for.
Tendera.
Here is what you want to believe for. You want your own safety. You believe for your safety. Then apply the token for the whole family. You say, how can I do that? Maybe asking, how do I get my family, my children, my son, my daughter? But Branham says, claim it. If it worked on you, then you and the word becomes one.
Amen,
amen.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
It works for both of you. You and the word are one. Then apply it to your children. Apply it to your loved ones. Like Rahab did. She applied the token to her father.
Put your name on Rahab.
She applied the token to her father. She applied it to her mother. She applied it to her brothers and sisters. And got them all in. And got them all in.
You know
not to go and say, "Dear my
Lord, how is it possible? It's the same God."
This one we have to read it together. I say the word, you say the line after me. You apply it. Say, Lord,
it is,
I am going after my son.
Hallelujah.
I am going after my daughter. I claim her. Satan, you turn her loose. I'm coming after her. I apply my token. The Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. That lives within me. Catch my daughter there. I'm going to her now. With your anointing upon me. The word of God says, He will do it. We need some more parents like Auntie Jemima. Her boy had a social disease. He had been written off by everyone except the mother to whom the gift was given. She said, God gave me this child. I am not going to watch the devil take my child out
and
of my
head.
It means I failed. That's what David did. He said, I'm not going to let the lion take this sheep. She activated the token. It is never too late for your child. This boy was dying with a social disease. But the faithful mother knew that if God gives you a responsibility, He equips you with what you need to keep that and present it to him at the end of the journey.
kuchengeta mwana vanokupa zvinotora kuti ukwanise kuchengeta vakadzora nyaya yacho kuna Mwari.
Then the mother took the token.
Amai vakatora chiratidzo.
Kutaura kwaramba.
Now talking is not helped.
Kurova kwaramba.
Beating has not helped.
Kutsiura kwaramba.
A rebuking has not helped.
Takutora atomic bomb ya token man.
Now we are taking the atomic bomb of the token.
She went and she knelt down.
Vakaenda vakanopfugama.
She said, Lord,
vakati ishe,
you
imi
gave me this child.
Ndimakandipa mwana komana uyu.
You gave it to me.
Makamupa kwandiri.
Now Satan is trying to snatch it away.
Zvino Satan ari kuedza kumubvuta.
I am the Shunammite woman.
Ndini mudzimai weShunemi.
Where is your Elijah?
Ko Eliya wenyaripi?
I am a mother.
Ndiri amai.
You gave me a responsibility. I must present these gifts to you at the end of the journey. I have done my best. I've done my portion. But Satan is still fighting. Now I'm coming to the giver of the gift. Long story short. That prayer. It stopped an aeroplane mid-flight. Because the mother had prayed. The airline was put under expense to book the hotels for all the passengers because someone had applied the token for a child. God give us more mothers and fathers like that. Today, as believers, holding on to the words, we are going after all the children that have left the faith, the belief for the things of the world because God said he will give them to us.
They
are coming back. See this. They will come back here because it's the word of God.
Amen.
Satan akatakura mwana 9 months kupi iwe?
Where have you had Satan getting out for 9 months? So why does he need children?
Apply a token iwe.
Apply
a token.
Shandi sachiratidzo.
It might not be tomorrow.
Ano kana ngasiri mangwana.
But know that it will happen.
Asizi kuti zvichaitika.
Might take 5 months.
So kana dzora 5 months.
5 years.
Kana magore mashanu.
5 minutes.
Kana ma minutes.
Or right now maybe when you get home they'll be waiting for you like head to right.
Kana zvino uchisvika kumba uchatona vanako vadzoka vatorimo.
But it will happen.
Asizi chatoitika.
I'll cut this short and stop right here.
Ndakungo pfupikisa ndobva ndamirira pano.
Read one last quote for you.
Ndokuverengerai chino korwa chekupedzisira.
Then we'll go forward. This is from trying to do God a service. When you get home, listen to the whole tape, you'll be blessed. Paragraph 187, 650718M.
Paragraph 187.
18 July. Brother Branham was reading Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Brother Branham was reading Deuteronomy chapter 4.
He says, this was Moses speaking to Israel. After he had been vindicated by God by a pillar of fire and know that he was proven to be God's servant to lead them out and before they went into the land before they entered Moses said, now the words that I have spoken to you, I call heaven and earth to witness against you. If you add one thing to it, or take one word from it, you will not stay in the land where the Lord God gives you. Brother Bram says, so say I in the name of Jesus Christ.
Brother Bram, what you don't
add one thing. Don't take. Put your own ideas in it. You just say what is said on those tapes. You just do exactly what the Lord God has commanded to do. Don't add to it. God bless you. When you kill the fatted cow for your child or your girl, make sure you invite us too. God bless you.
Kangana kuti daidzawo kumutambo.